comes to meet his friends, this year should be a special schus for Reb Aaron Yisrael ben Reb Moshe Mordechai. I'm basing this shir on a shir given on Shabbos Kodesh, Parsha Shmos, Tavshin Ayin Aleph by Hagon Rav Ariyav Ozer. It says, Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, Vayikach es bas Levi. Rashi explains, based on the Gemara in Sotan, Dafyad Beis Amar Aleph, that Amram was Megaresh, his wife Yocheved, and then, because of the Eitzah of his daughter, Miriam, he went and he took her back. Vayikach, he did a Maisa Lekuchim. The Maritz Chayas writes that we have a Makor for the Rambam, that in Mitzrayim, Amram was Nitztaveh b'mitzvahs nosafos. He has extra mitzvahs. Here he has this mitzvah of marriage. B'nei Noach are not Nitztaveh on Dinei Kiddushin and Gerushin. And here's a makor that Amram added this mitzvah. The Kesef Mishnah says, what's the makor of the Rambam that in Mitzrayim Amram was nitztav and mitzvahs nosafos? So here you have a makor that he did gerushin and then kiddushin. And even though in the Gemara there's no raya that he was commanded, and lechor we can say that he was noig like this, ke'eno mitzvah v'yose, just like the avos or mekayim kol ha'Torah kula Achelo nitna. So maybe here was Eino Mitzvah V'yose. But we can explain, based on the griz and the stencil in Parshas Lech Lecha, that the din lekuchim and ishus of Yisrael did not apply to the avos, even though they were mekayim the Torah, because the mitzias of ishus Yisrael wasn't mischadesh until they were commanded. And that's how the Brisker Rav explains how Yaakov Avinu married two sisters, which is against the Torah. Mitzad b'nei Noach, it's not us or mitzad arayis to b'nei Noach. But mitzad that the avos were makayim the Torah tshver. And the answer is because there was no ishus to Yisrael, there was no Jewish marriage concept until later. And therefore, if there's no such mitzias, then they can't be noig ishus, because there's no mitzvahs of ishus of Yisrael until they were actually commanded. And so writes the Shelas Yaivitz in Chelik Beisim in Tesvav, and he proves this from that we learn in Sanhedrin and Zion that for Bnei Noach there's a concept of Be'ulas Baal, but there's no concept of nichnas el chupa velo nivala. He says v'hi bulas ba'al. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avimelech about Avram and Sarah. And from here the Gemara is learning about Bnei Noach. They have a concept of bulas ba'al but not just chupa. And this is Avram and Sarah. So you see that even by the avos there was no inyan of chupa and kiddushin. So if there was no mitzius of ishus, so then they obviously weren't mekayim this mitzvah. It wasn't shaykh. So how then did Amram do it? It must be that he was commanded. Nitztavi was commanded extra mitzvahs, including ishus. Because without the commandment, there's no mitzvahs of this ishus. The Gemara says that he was moshiv ba'apirion. The Targum Yonasan says the apirion is a chuppah, because this whole union of chuppah is nischadesh rak be Yisrael. It says in the Gemara and the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Ishus. And like the Abu Draham writes in the name of the Rif in explaining the nusach of Birchas Eirusin, Mekadesh Amo Yisrael al yidei chupa v'kidushin. Even though Bnei Noach also has Ishus, Bnei Noach is Nerag Aleshus Chavero, Bnei Noach are also not allowed to have affairs. But the Seder of Kedushin and Chuppah, they don't have. Only Jews have. And that's how, Mekadesh Amo Yisrael, they Chuppah v'Kedushin, that's how we're separate from the from the Goyim as our special Kedusha? If so, Amram, who is commanded about Ishus of Yisrael, also has this inyan of Chuppah and Kedushin. Now, with respect to the Chalos Kedushin be Yisrael, there's a lot of arichus to prove, based on the Ramban and Yevamos and others, that it's not a shinui b'tachsis greida. It's not just a different way of doing things. Rather, the essence of Ishus of the Jews is different than the Ishus of a B'nai Noach. By a Jew, it's a chalut dinit mishpatit hanif'elet al-yidei ma'isei kedushin. It's a change in law that's activated by the ma'isei kedushin. But by B'nai Noach, the inyan of Ishus is activated automatically, not by specific ma'isei kedushin. Just al-yidei hanihuga mitziyuti. You have this mitzvah that a man is living with a woman that creates ishus. By Jews, there's a ma'isei kedushin, and that creates a specific chalos at that moment. And therefore, when goyim separate, we're not divorced yet, the goyim say, but they're separated. That's it. Al pi Torah, they're divorced. Memela nifka ha'ishus. They don't need a special document. There's no pu'ul of gerushin like we see in the Rambam at the beginning of the Chazishus in the ninth parak of Melachim. So that can be proven at great length. And not only that, but the Isser Eish Hasish of B'nai Noach isn't mitzad the shame Erva, but rather it's because of the fact that she is shaykh to another man at that time. But by the Jews, besides the kinyan that she shaykh to another man, there's also a chalois shem erva de eshes ish. And that's the beauty in the pasuk, v'ish asher yinaf eshes ish, asher yinaf eshes re'eu. It's a kfelus in the pasuk. A man is an adulteress with an eshes ish, with eshes re'eu, because they're two dinim. There's the din of Eishes Ish of Erva, and then Eishes Re'eu, that she's knuya to him. And that's all mitzad, the din Kedushin, that was Mischadesh B'Yisrael. So that's a difference here. But now we're going to explain the Mahus Inyan Achupash and Mischadesh B'Yisrael. How is it different from the Ishes of B'nai Noach that doesn't have a chuppah? And it's not only B'Tachsis, that we do it with a canopy, the way we do our chuppah, but rather there's a chiluk mahuti, Be'ikr chalos hanesu'in bein ishus di Yisrael, ishus to b'nei Noach. There's an essential difference, as we're going to see. There's a machlokes rishon in what chuppah is. The Ran at the beginning of Ksuba springs from Lashon. The Rambam ishus yud beis that it's yichud. And he's marich to be cholek on the Rambam, that you don't have to have yichud. It's enough that he bring her into his rishus. The lechem mishnah is medayik that according to the Rambam we need both. He has to bring her into his house and also yichud. There are other shittas in the Rishonim. Look in the Beis Yosef, Evin Ezer, Samach Aleph, the Ramah there. Also, Talmudic Encyclopedia and the entry under Chuppah. It's a nice explication of the various shittas of Chuppah. Some say Chuppah is the Hinuma that she's wearing, the veil. Some say the Bedekin, that he covers her face. Some say, like the Itter, the Uriah, this canopy that you put on the poles and you make it nice with hadassim and roses. And in B'nai Ashkenaz, we do everything. Cover her face, she wears a hinuma, she's there's yichud, there's the havala soch rishusa, we cover it all. The Rambam writes, according to his shita, that we need yichud aroy lebia. The yichud has to be a type of yichud that it could come to bia. And therefore, chuppas nida is not effective. She's a nida, it's not roy lebia. She's still considered an arusa. The Ran is Cholek, and he writes the proof from the sugya of Chuppah L'Psulos and Yevamos Nun Zayin, that these women are psulos to this man, and Chuppah is still valid, even though it's an Isurei Bia. So you see that you don't need royal Abiyah, because we have Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. The Rambam himself paskins in Shumat Zayin, Chafalf like Rav, Sheish Chuppah L'Psulos. So it's Muchach that Chuppah is effective even when it's not Roy Labia. Chuppah is effective even when it's not Roy Labia. Answers the Lecha Mishnah that it's not Shver from the Sugi of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos, because there we're talking about a din prati midrabanan linyan shruma, that a kohen that was machnis l'chuppah, a woman that's psulalo. She's nifselas mitruma. So that whole din of chuppah l'psulos is referring specifically to a din of truma. And the Ikar Divrei Alecha Mishnah is already mefurish in the Rashba, that it's a gzeira dirabanan, that she is nefselas mitruma, because she is only having chuppah for a bia psula. And it's also mochuch b'shita saramba. Because it's mashma that he explained that it's talking about where he was machnis her l'chuppah without kedushin beforehand, like Rashi explains, and Tosfos asks, so why is she nifselis? We hold that chuppah below kedushin is in kona, and therefore Tosfos explains that it's talking about after kedushin. And they said that Rashi is going, says the sugya is going according to Rav Huna, that chuppah kona. However, the Rambam, he paskin that chuppah is not kona, not like Rav Huna and Kedushin Hay. And nevertheless, the Rambam understood that a chuppah for an isha psula passels her for truma if there was no Kedushin beforehand. So how does that work? So we have to say, like the Rashba, that it's a specific gzeira regarding truma to passel her from truma, even though the chuppah is nothing. So normally you need chuppah harui labia. But if somebody is machnis l'chuppah, a kohen is machnis l'chuppah, a woman who's passeled to him, we say that she's psula l'truma, not that the chuppah is anything. The chuppah is nothing, but it's a special gzeira al truma. But it doesn't mean that yesh chuppah l'psula, that the chuppah is really valid if it's not roi l'biyah. If it's not roi l'biyah, the chuppah is not a chuppah. And when the Gemara says that yesh chuppah l'psula, that means that yesh chuppah to passel her, like we see in the Gemara there, to passel her from truma. But not that the chuppah is a good chuppah, just that it's good enough that it passels her for truma. Even though before, if she's a Bas Kohen, she's Muteris Betruma, so this Chuppah passels her. But normally Chuppah, that's Ein Ruhi Labi, is nothing. This specific Chuppah passels her from Truma. The Rambam can still hold stark with his Shita that Chuppah has to be Ruhi Labi. However, we still have a problem on the Rambam from the Kash of the Shara Melech, Chuppah's Chasana, Mos Dalit, that we see in Yevamos in that sugya, that chuppas psulos shela achar kiddushin gives her a din nesua with respect to the fact that now we can give her meisota to drink. And so too the Shaar HaMelech brings from the Ramban, who proves from the sugya that chuppah lepsulos makes her a nesua d'oraisa, and therefore, since she's a nesua, we can give her from the meisota. Obazoi, it's fair in the Rambam, who holds that chuppah nida doesn't make her a nesua. How are you giving her the meisota? Also, the drisha asked in Ebenezer Siman Tzadi, midivrei Rambam himself, in Ishus Chaf Beis Dalid, that if he brings into chuppah a woman who's usher to him, if she dies, he can yarshin her, he can inherit from her. And the makor adin, the Magid Mishnah says, is from a Tosefta Yevamis Beis Gimel. Ayerusha Sabal has only been a sua. So you see that even though it's not Roy Labia, the chuppah still shafts a yoresh. And you're only a yoresh if she's in a sua. So you see that the lechora it's kashin the Rambam gufa. If he was machnas lechupa, a woman who's ushered to him, she becomes a yoresh. How is that? And we can be mechazik the kasha, because not only in Yerushas Habal, which is the rabban, and it helps Isha, the chuppah of an Isha Asura lo, to inherit her. But even Linyan Dinda Raisa, we see in the Rambam, Nidarim, Yad Aleph Ches, that chuppah for a woman who's usher to him is effective, that he can revoke her vows. And the Gra writes that the makor of the din is from that Tosefta that we mentioned. So how is chuppah for psulos and chayvei lavin effective le'inyan d'oraisa? Why is it any different than a chuppas nida, which the Rambam says is no good? So Rambam holds that a chuppas nida is no good, but yet we see from the drisha, who brings the Rambam in Isha's Chav Beis Dalet, that if he was machnas Isha Asur lo, if she dies, he inherits her. And he can also, according to the Rambam, revoke her vows. So why is that any different than chuppas nida? That the Rambam says is no good. And we also see that the chuppas psulos allows him to give her the drink of the meisota. How can that be? Chuppas nida is no good. So why is chuppah bepsulos any different? And for the jerisha, and so brings the Beis Shmuel, and so answers the Lechem Mishnah, Ishus Perek Yud, that in all of these instances, we're talking about avrayonim, who are getting married be'isser. And therefore, since these are sinners who are getting married b'isser, the chup is effective, even though it's not roi labia. And that the Rambam writes that chup is nida is not effective, that's talking about ksherim, since they are going to refrain from having bia. Because it's usser, because she's a nida, therefore it's not chupa. So this teretz, a funny teretz, we have to understand. How does avaryanus of Rishayim, how does their sinfulness help make it a chuppah, Rui Lepia? Oh, they're going to do it anyway. Yeah, but self, she's not Rui Abamis, so what do we care about their evil intentions? Oh, they're going to have Bia anyway. Yeah, but self, she's usher to him. So what type of chuppah is this? Seems like a shver teretz. So Mircha Sam, in segment number 2 of this year, Belina Adir B'Siyata Dishmayim, B'Ritzos Hashem Darkenu, we will go on a mahalach that will answer this question. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.